Welcome to Petal and Bloom. I'll be with you in just a moment. I'm finishing up this arrangement for Mrs. Henderson. Mother's Day is our busiest time of the year next to Valentine's. There we go. All finished. Sorry about the wait. The pre-Mother's Day rush is always a bit hectic, but in the best possible way. I love seeing people put thought into celebrating their mothers. I'm Daisy, by the way. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. A florist named Daisy. My grandmother had the shop before me, and she always joked that with a name like that, I was destined to take over the family business. I guess she was right. So, what can I get you today? Oh, Mother's Day flowers for your mom. Perfect timing. You're actually ahead of the game. Most people rush in the day before in, like, a panic, or even the day of, which is, horrifying. Trust me. I've seen grown men almost in tears because they left it, you know, at the last minute, and then all I had left were some really sad-looking carnations. Anyway, so, tell me about your mother. What kind of flowers does she like? Oh, that's totally fine. You'd be surprised how many people don't actually know. It's my job to help you figure that out. That's actually, like, my favorite part of this work. Matching people with exactly the right flowers. So, is she more traditional, or does she like unusual things? Traditional? Okay. There's something so timeless about classic flower choices. I mean, they've become classics for a reason, after all. You know, Mother's Day flower traditions actually go back quite a ways. The modern celebration started in the early 1900s, but people have been giving flowers to mothers for centuries. Different cultures have different traditional flowers. Like in Japan, they often give sweet peas, which represent delicate pleasure. Beautiful meaning, isn't it? Let me show you some options we could work with. First, roses are always a beautiful choice. These pink roses here symbolize gratitude and appreciation, which is perfect for expressing things to your mother. They're also saying, I admire your grace and elegance. The fragrance is exceptional this season. Here, take a moment to appreciate the scent. There's nothing quite like it, is there? That's actually one of my earliest memories of my own mother. Her teaching me to always stop and smell the flowers, quite literally. She said people rush past beauty too often. I notice you're really taking time with this decision. That says a lot about you, you know. Most people just grab whatever's colorful without considering the meaning. But flowers are a language all their own. Each one says something specific. Like, the Victorians developed this elaborate language of flowers called, floriography. It was this wonderfully complex system where they could communicate secret messages through bouquets. Can you imagine receiving a carefully arranged bouquet and decoding its meaning? It was like their version of text messaging. Except much more romantic and thought out. And way less poop emojis. Let's look at some carnations. They're the traditional Mother's Day flower. These pink ones specifically represent a mother's undying love. There's this really lovely legend that carnations first grew from the tears of the Virgin Mary, which is why they became associated with motherly love. Whether you believe the legend or not, there's something touching about the connection, don't you think? I've always found it fascinating how flowers carry these stories and meanings across generations. It's like they connect us to people from hundreds of years ago who felt the same emotions we do. For your mother, I think we should create something that tells a story. So, every good arrangement should have a narrative. A beginning, middle, and end, like any good conversation. So, it should have focal flowers that command attention, supporting flowers that add context, and fillers that bring it all together. Just like the important moments in life are surrounded by all the little details that make them special. Let's add some irises to the arrangement. These purple ones represent wisdom and compliments. They honor the guidance your mother has given you. The iris was named after the Greek goddess, who was the messenger between gods and humans. So, in a way, you're recognizing your mother as this divine messenger of wisdom in your life. You have a thoughtful look when you consider these flowers. So, it makes me kind of curious. Do you have a particular memory with your mother that stands out? Something these flowers might commemorate? I personally always find that, you know, personal connections make the arrangements more meaningful. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. It's moments like those that really define relationships, isn't it? The small gestures often mean more than grand ones. You know, working with flowers day after day, you start to see patterns in what people choose. Mother's Day arrangements are special because they're often filled with so much unspoken emotion. Some grown men come in here and they get quite emotional describing their mothers. There's something about flowers that gives people permission to express feelings they might otherwise keep bottled up. Oh, let's look at adding some daisies. These represent innocence and loyal love, perfect for a mother-child relationship. I wonder what that says about me. Daisies are actually quite remarkable flowers. Their name comes from day's eye because they open at dawn. They're one of the oldest known flowers, dating back to about 4-5,000 years? Something like that. I've always had a soft spot for daisies. I mean, you know, namesake aside, they seem so simple and unassuming, but when you really look at them, they're quite intricate and perfect. Again, not trying to talk about me in any way, but I just mean the flowers themselves. Sometimes the things that seem simplest on the surface have the most complexity when you take the time to really see them. Again, not talking about me. Please, I swear. But, you know, people can be like that too, don't you think? Those are a great choice. You have an excellent eye for color and balance. Most people just nod along when I suggest combinations, but you're really engaging with the process. It makes creating this arrangement much more collaborative, more meaningful. It's, to be honest, it's refreshing to work with someone who appreciates the artistry involved. Most days, I feel like I'm just the flower lady to customers who rush in and out. Oh, let me tell you about something else we can include. These white lilacs symbolize youthful innocence and memories. They might represent the childhood memories you share with your mother. Lilacs have this incredible fragrance that lingers in the air. Kind of like how good memories stay with us. Their scent can be recognized from quite a distance, which I've always thought is nature's way of saying, "Don't forget to notice me." That's what flowers do, really. They're nature's way of catching our attention, of saying, you know, slow down. Notice the beauty around you. You know, with life being as busy as it is these days, I mean, I think we kind of need those reminders, don't you? You've been smiling at me, kind of, while we're talking. Do you have an interest in symbolism, or are you just humoring my flower-obsessed ramblings? Sorry if I'm going on too much. When I'm really passionate about something, I tend to forget, you know, not everyone finds flower history as fascinating as I do. Really? That's wonderful to hear. Most people's eyes kind of glaze over after about 2 minutes of flower talk. It's nice to meet someone who appreciates the deeper meanings. You know what I think this arrangement needs? Some forget-me-nots. These tiny blue flowers represent true love and memories. Despite being so small, they actually make quite an impact. I always thought they're a bit magical that way. How something so delicate can be so memorable. They remind me that sometimes the smallest gestures can leave the biggest impressions. A kind word at the right moment. A thoughtful question. A moment of genuine attention. These little blue flowers never fail to catch people's eyes, despite being surrounded by more showy blooms. I have to say, this arrangement is coming together beautifully. I think your mother will feel very cherished when she receives these. There is something special about receiving flowers selected with such thought. You're a good son. You know that? You know what? I think this bouquet needs something distinctive. Like a signature element that makes it uniquely yours. Or rather, uniquely for the mother, for your mother, from you. Because, I mean, right now it just basically looks like it's something that you can grab from, like, a supermarket. Which is fine, but, you know, I mean, you came to a specialty florist. I mean, you... I feel bad if I let you walk away with this bouquet. There's still more that you can tell, right? Remember? Floriography. So, we received these just yesterday. These are yellow tulips. They represent cheerful thoughts and sunshine. They add such a bright, hopeful note to any arrangement. But there's more to tulips than most people realize. Different colors have different meanings. Red tulips are a declaration of love, while purple represent royalty. And these cream-colored ones, they symbolize new beginnings and eternal love. They're saying, "I'll love you forever, even as things change." Tulips are actually quite remarkable flowers. Did you know they can continue to grow even after they're cut? They can grow up to an inch or more in the vase. I've always found that quite poetic. You know, the idea of continuing to reach upward even when separated from your roots. There's... there's a resilience there that's quite beautiful. Whew, listen to that thunder. Anyways, that's what I love most about creating arrangements. They're like visual poems. Each flower adds a line, a thought, an emotion, until together they create something that speaks volumes without saying a word. Thank you for being so patient with my explanations. It's quite unusual. Most people, they just want to grab and go, you know. I don't blame them. Everyone's busy. But, I forget how nice it is to have a conversation with someone who's genuinely interested. It reminds me of why I fell in love with this work in the first place. Connecting people through the language of flowers. There. What do you think? It has all the traditional Mother's Day elements, but with personal touches that make it special. Like this spray of baby breath throughout. It represents everlasting love and purity of emotion. The perfect supporting character in our floral story. Before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask. Would you like to include a special message card? We have these beautiful handmade ones from a local artist. The paper is embedded with wildflower seeds, so your mom can actually plant the card afterward and grow her own little garden. It's actually super cool. It's like giving a message that literally blossoms into something more. Mm-hmm. That's a lovely thought for the card. Very heartfelt. You know, the way you express yourself, it's clear, obviously, where you get your thoughtfulness from. Your mother must be quite special to have raised someone who puts such care into selecting the perfect gift. Kind of jealous. So while I'm wrapping this up, I should mention proper care for these flowers. If you cut the stems at a 45-degree angle every couple of days and change the water daily, it'll last much longer. I'll include our care instruction card with all the details. You know, there's another Victorian flower tradition I've always found kind of charming. Sometimes they would arrange flowers in a certain way to spell out, you know, messages like a botanical cipher. The positioning of each bloom had meaning. So, in that tradition, I've arranged these flowers in a spiral pattern. The Victorians believed a spiral represented the journey of life, continuously moving forward while staying connected to the center, to what matters most. I hope I don't make you feel awkward, but I've really enjoyed our conversation so much. I don't know if you were just being nice, but if not, it's rare to meet someone who appreciates the stories behind the flowers. Most people see them as decorative objects, but they're really more like living messages. I hope this doesn't seem unprofessional, but I've added something extra to your care instruction card. My number. for any questions about the flowers, of course. But also, I run a monthly workshop on the language of flowers at the cafe next door. Nothing fancy, just a small gathering where I share stories about different blooms and their histories. This Saturday at 3, I'm focusing on spring flowers and their meanings. I think you might enjoy it. And afterwards, they make these amazing lavender scones that complement their Earl Grey tea, like, perfectly. It's become something of a tradition for the workshop participants to stay for tea and continue the conversation. Right. So the total for this arrangement comes to $48. The care instructions and my invitation are complimentary. Looks like the Mother's Day rush continues. But I hope I see you at the workshop this weekend. Or perhaps you can come back to tell me how your mom enjoyed her flowers. I'd love to hear her reaction. Hey, here's another tidbit. Did you know that the ancient Greeks believed that spring flowers weren't just beautiful? That they were messengers announcing new possibilities. I've always loved that idea, that beauty can be the beginning of something unexpected. Anyways, thank you for coming to Petal and Bloom today. I hope your mom loves these flowers as much as I've enjoyed creating them with you. And I hope that, don't worry. Look, have a wonderful day and happy Mother's Day to your mom. I'm Daisy, by the way, in case you forgot. Hey, but I have a feeling you're good at remembering details. It was truly a pleasure meeting you. Bye.